Welcome to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. A couple weeks ago, we wrapped up season 10 of the podcast, and like we do in every season, we focus on a particular theme or a book of the Bible and see what lessons we can learn from it. This episode is going to be a little bit different, and it's prompted by questions that I had recently about plain Bible teaching and about the podcast. And so I wanted to take just a few minutes today to kind of answer those questions, because it could be that you're listening to the podcast and don't really know much about me or much about the podcast or about plain Bible teaching. Maybe you've just stumbled across this, or maybe you're not sure what exactly this is. The Plain Bible Teaching website launched in August 2005, so I'm getting ready to finish up year number 13 of the site. So this is something that's been going on for a little while. Now, plain Bible teaching, in case anyone is confused about what plain Bible teaching is, plain Bible teaching is not a group, or it's not an organization or anything like that. Plain Bible teaching is me, Andy Soker. It's fully funded, fully operated by me, and there's no one else involved in this. Now, the reason why I had this question, and someone had listened to this and they heard another voice on the podcast, and this person assumed because there was another voice on the podcast, well, this must be some group that's doing this. Well, it's not a group that's doing this, it's just me. The other voice on the podcast is a professional voiceover artist who offers his service on a website, Fiverr.com. You may have heard of the site, or you may not have, but that site is where you can go and find different individuals who can do different types of work for $5 or around that much, whether it's voiceover work or creating a logo or editing a document or whatever it might be. And so I went to that site and found someone who could record a little section to go at the beginning and the end of the podcast. Now, that particular person, I don't know what his name is, but that particular person is not associated with plain Bible teaching any more than the people at Bluehost, where I have my web hosting, or Amazon, where I purchased the microphone that I'm using to record the podcast, or any of other companies like that or individuals like that. They're not part of plain Bible teaching. They were paid for a service or a product that I am using for what we're doing here and what in this podcast. But they're not involved in it. They're not part of the operation of this website or this podcast. And another reason why this question came up was because in the intro, it says that where we focus on the Bible. And I'll admit that using we there is kind of a little bit in an accommodative way. Really, what is going on here is that this is not, well, we as a group at Plain Bible Teaching are presenting the Bible to you. What this is, or what the idea behind this is that on this podcast, we, meaning me and you, who is listening to this now, we are focusing on the Bible. And because we're focusing on the Bible, that I want you to be able to open up the Bible and test what is taught on this podcast in the lessons that are presented here, just as with the articles on the website, that you can test that and make sure that what is being taught here is the truth. So I wanted to address that, because since someone contacted me about this and was unclear as far as what the nature of this website is or the work behind it and all of that, I wanted to be able to address this now, because if someone is unclear enough to contact me about it, then it could be that other people are also unclear about this. And so I wanted to explain this. Plain Bible teaching is not a group, it's not a ministry, it's not an organization, it's not anything like that. Plain Bible teaching is operated by me, Andy Soker. I'm just a normal person, a Christian. I preach at the Eastside Church of Christ in Morgantown, Kentucky, and I try to do what I can in ways like this to get the message of the gospel out. But it is this podcast, the Plain Bible Teaching website, it's just operated by me. I'm the only one behind it. And so that I wanted to be able to explain that. And if you have any questions on that or anything is unclear about that, feel free to contact me. You can go to the website and contact me that way through the form that's there. You can send an email to andy@plainbibleteaching.com, and you can get in touch with me. And if you have any other questions, you can ask that. Now, I also wanted to hear for just a couple minutes, explain what's coming up next with the podcast and with the website. As I mentioned, Plain Bible Teaching launched in August of 2005, which means here we are in 2018. So we're wrapping up the 13th year of Plain Bible Teaching. And year number 14 is going to start on August 1st. So the plan really right now, as far as really anything is concerned, is to continue doing what is going on now on the site with the articles that are posted regularly, series that are of articles that are go up periodically. The podcast is going to continue, the weekly newsletters, which is really where my main focus is and why I try to direct everything to that. That's going to continue. Now, what I'm also going to do is around the 1st of August, possibly on August 1st, send out a reader survey. And the purpose of this is to get feedback from you, from the readers of the articles on the website, even if they don't listen to the podcast like you're doing here. But those who are taking in and consuming the material, whether listening or reading, on Plain Bible Teaching, trying to get feedback and suggestions moving forward. I will make it clear, though, that while I am welcoming feedback and welcoming suggestions and I'm open to hear what other people have to say, I am a little bit limited in what I am able to do because this is a part-time endeavor. This is not a full-time work that I'm involved in Plain Bible Teaching. I preach full-time. As I mentioned, I preach in Morgantown, Kentucky at the Eastside Church of Christ. I also work part-time at the moment. I also have a wife and five kids, and so that is going to naturally take up time. And so while I'm committed to continuing Plain Bible Teaching as I have been doing over the last 13 years, I do have to recognize that there are certain limits as far as what I'm able to do. And so while I would like to do all sorts of things, like create a print magazine for Plain Bible Teaching or create videos for Plain Bible Teaching or do all sorts of things, I have all sorts of ideas that I've had over the years about what I would like to do, and I just can't do everything. And that's just something I've had to realize. But if you have suggestions, either a way to improve the site or improve the podcast, or if there's something that you really think should be added or that you really wish that I was doing here, feel free to send that in. Or if you like what's going on now, I'm open. I would like to hear that from you too. But that's going to be posted on the website. Like I said, probably August 1st is what the plan is to post that on there. And it'll also be going out in the email, on the email newsletter. And so if you're not subscribed to that, you can go to the website, plainbibleteaching.com/subscribe, and sign up for the website or sign up for the newsletter. And then once you're signed up, you will also receive the weekly newsletters and also other free content that's sent out periodically. So that's what's going on, and so I will be asking for feedback in that survey. So if you have a few minutes once that's posted, if you could fill that out, I would appreciate it. Next week, I'm going to go back to posting some sermons that, like I typically do between seasons on the podcast, I'm going to do that for a few weeks of sermons that I preached there at the Eastside Church of Christ. And then in a few weeks, we're going to start season 11. I haven't decided yet what the theme is for season 11, but I'll hopefully decide that shortly. And that's also if you have suggestions on a theme for a particular season, feel free to send that to me. I'm always open to that. So as we conclude this different type of episode, I want to end by thanking you for listening. I appreciate the fact that you take time to listen to the podcast. If you also are reading the articles on the website, thank you for doing that. I hope that the material there, either in written form or here in the podcast, I hope the material is helpful, and I hope you're able to gain something from it in either understanding the scriptures or being reminded of things that you already know or being encouraged to do what the Lord has called us to do in His Word. But thank you for listening. Thank you for reading. Thank you for subscribing to the Plain Bible Teaching newsletter. And also, as you share this content with others, I appreciate that as well. So that's all for today. Lord willing, I'll be back with you here next week.